It's Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting shows from the golden age of radio. Welcome, I'm your host Mark Livonier, bringing you an hour of radio westerns. Later on, it's Wild Bill Hickok. But first, Raymond Burr stars as Captain Lee Quince in Fort Laramie. The CBS broadcast from June 17, 1956, called Winter Soldier.
At the gallop!
Starring Raymond Burr as Captain Lee Quince. Specially transcribed tales of the dark and tragic ground of the wild frontier. The saga of fighting men who rode the rim of empire. And the dramatic story of Lee Quince, Captain of Cavalry.
Bales of flour. Destroyed?
Yes, sir. By weevils.
Weevils. At least it wasn't mice this time, Mr. Syberts.
No, sir.
Well, here you are, Lieutenant. Fill out the rest of it and have Sergeant Gorse drop it off at the AQM stores.
Yes, sir.
Captain Quince, Mr. Syberts.
Major, sir.
Morning, Major Daggett.
Something especially interesting out that window? Or is it just spring fever?
Well, the quartermaster's report was a little boring this morning.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to stay indoors in a day like this. Looks like spring's really here this time.
The river's rising, snow melting in the mountains. This warm, we might have a flood like 2 years ago.
The water comes up this high on the bluff?
Oh, the fort's safe enough, Lieutenant. Trouble comes there, across the river in the civilian settlement.
Maybe this year it'll wash those hay ranches right out.
Well, they'd come right back with a new supply of whiskey. Now, if I had my way, they'd be cleaned out for good. That'd cut our guardhouse detail by half.
You can't blame the men too much, Major, when payday comes around only once a month.
Yeah, suppose not. Oh, I guess I've got spring fever, too. First birds I've heard in months.
Yeah. Our snowbirds will be thinking of flying, too.
Snowbirds?
Winter soldiers. Every year we have a few out here. Men who enlist in the fall just to get a warm spot for the winter. Now they'll be lighting out.
They'll desert?
Go on west to the gold fields.
This happens every year, Mr. Syberts. You can't punish a man before the crime's committed. Afterwards, it's usually too late. They're long gone.
Well, couldn't we go after them, bring them back?
We could, but we usually found more important things to do.
Couldn't we take measures to prevent it?
Any suggestions?
I don't know exactly, sir, but perhaps warn them at morning parade, read the penalty for desertion, double the guard.
And send patrols after the ones that slip through?
Well, it just seemed to me...
Meanwhile, the Cheyenne and the Sioux and the Crow are feeling the spring, too, riling their blood.
I see, sir. You mean there's nothing we can do?
Oh, your theory's good enough, Mr. Syberts. I'll have the penalty read. And as for the Indians, we'll send out the usual spring patrols to look them over.
Well, this weather can't be too soon, Major. I'd say the Clearwater Patrol should be the first. I'd like to take that one.
Mr. Syberts here could handle it.
Mr. Syberts could handle these quartermaster reports, too, Major. I'd probably be more useful in the field.
On a day like this, I'd like to be in the field, too. That's the price you pay. Why should I relieve you of your responsibility just because you have spring fever?
No reason, I guess, Major Daggett.
All right. Take the Clearwater Patrol, Captain Quince.
Thank you, Major.
Well, I guess I'd better finish these reports.
Sergeant. Sergeant Gorse.
Yes, sir.
Captain? Oh,
I was about to send for you.
Yes, sir.
Nice day, isn't it? But...
yes, sir.
Spring, I'd say. Wouldn't you?
I reckon it is, Captain.
Major's a little concerned about spring desertions. Think we have any snowbirds this year?
Maybe a few, like always.
There, been any talk?
Not much lately. Some of them find out they like it. Dress parade, the flag waving, the band playing, you know, Captain. But we'll have a few.
Not much we can do except keep our eyes open.
No, I guess not.
Must be pretty up along the Clearwater these days, wouldn't you say?
Mighty pretty.
You might be thinking about a patrol roster, Sergeant.
When, sir?
Ready to leave before dawn tomorrow? Don't expect your roster to recall.
I'll have it for you, Captain.
We'll go light, make a fast circle to...
what? You there, trooper.
Never mind, I'll take care of this. Private?
Yes? Oh, yes, sir.
Private, a soldier in the United States Cavalry does not sit down on sentry duty. Not even on a lazy spring day.
No, sir. Sorry, sir.
What's your name?
Blant, sir.
How long you been in the second?
6 months, sir.
You should be a soldier by now, Blant. But look at those boots. How long since you polished them? And this, what's this?
A belt, sir.
Where's your service belt?
I lost it, sir.
Lost it? You ever hear of canteen inventory? You know that everything you have is government property. Anything you lose is charged to your pay.
Yes, sir.
Then you'd better be more careful, Private. Get a new service belt today. And shine those boots.
Yes, sir.
Above all, don't sit down on sentry duty.
No, sir.
Carry on. Yes, everybody's got spring fever, Gorse.
Captain, that fella Blant.
What about him?
He was one of them, did a lot of talking last fall.
Oh? That's why he doesn't care about his uniform. Well, maybe he's one we can do something about.
Like what, Captain?
You can put him on the Clearwater Patrol roster.
I ain't too sure he's soldier enough.
It'll kill or cure him. And we'll be able to watch him.
Yes, sir.
You might try some of that dress parade on him. Put him on flag detail at retreat tonight. And Gorse.
Sir.
See that he polishes those boots. Sergeant, dismiss the company.
Company! Dismiss!
Private Blant.
Yes, sir.
You don't carry the flag tucked under your arm. That's the emblem of your country.
Sorry, sir.
I see Sergeant Gorse has you looking like you might make a soldier, but we'll find that out on patrol. All right, move out, Private. Well, what do you think, Gorse?
I don't know, Captain. He's got all the makings except the notion. He's got his mind on other things. I don't know if we can depend on him. We might have to.
No, he might surprise you, Sergeant, if it came to that.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see. 4 a.m. tomorrow, Sergeant.
Thank you.
hands. Run!
That is.
All present are accounted for, Sergeant?
All except one, sir. Blant. He's gone. Must have left last night. Took his horse, equipment.
Real snowbird after all. You were right, Sergeant.
He can't have gone very far, sir. Maybe if we go through the hay ranches across the river.
All right.
Stand the horse. Lead out. Prepare to mount. Mount. Forward. By twos. At the walk. Ho!
Not much doing around here this early.
Well, they're not on army time.
No, sir. Whiskey time. I don't see any sign.
There. In that corral.
Yes, sir. By golly, that's an army mount back of old Greasy's.
I figured Greasy'd be the most likely to take a chance.
He didn't have time to get rid of it yet.
Patrol! Halt!
Gorse, come on along.
Yes, sir.
Jenkins, get that horse and put him with the pack mules.
Yes.
Hey! Hey, what's going on here? What do you think you're doing?
Where'd you get that horse in your corral, Greasy?
What horse?
You know what horse. Where's the man who brought it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Back room, Gorse.
Yes, sir. Now, wait a minute.
Get out of the way, Greasy. You're in enough trouble.
Now, wait a minute, Captain. Let me explain.
Yes, Captain. Uniform, saddle, pack, hardware, everything.
You didn't expect us so soon, did you, Greasy? Where's the soldier you got this from? Well?
He left last night. Went on west to catch up with a wagon train, went through yesterday.
All right. Of course, we'll take the uniform, saddle, and horse. Leave the rest.
Now, look here. I paid $150 and an old mule for them.
You didn't know it was stolen government property. Didn't figure to make at least another 100 profit from it. Oh, I'm bleeding for you, Greasy. Next time, stay out of trouble and collect the reward for deserters.
Some reward, $20.
Then take the consequences. Come on, Gorse.
Captain. He can't be far down the trail.
Our orders are to go on to the Clearwater, Sergeant. That's more important. But we just might circle back to the trail farther up. Who knows? We might find that wagon train.
Right, Captain.
What about, Sergeant?
Sure is pretty up here.
Was till now. Look up ahead.
Yeah.
Patrol! Halt!
Well, Gorse, what do you make of it?
This engine's all right. I don't know what tribe. There was a lot of them, maybe 30, 40. Went south, maybe a day.
Yeah. And it was no hunting party.
No, it's a raiding party for sure. We're not too far from the Oregon Trail now. There'll be wagon trains coming through even this early. We know of at least one.
We'll follow their trail, make sure.
Yes, sir, but we're awful short-handed for that big a party.
Well, we can warn the trains at least. Who's got the strongest horse?
Jenkins, I think.
All right. Jenkins?
Yes, sir?
You get back to Laramie as fast as you can. Report to Major Daggett we found a big party. Ask him to send B Company out along the Oregon Trail to meet us.
Yes, sir. Right now, sir?
Move out. All right, Gorse, let's go. At the trot. Ho! Should be getting close to the Oregon Trail, Sergeant.
Yes, sir, any time now. Maybe we better...
Wait a minute.
Guns, Captain.
At the gallop! Pull!
It's a wagon train, Captain. They're under attack. Surrounded. And them Cheyenne, at least 50. Sure don't stand much chance against that many, Captain.
No, but if we surprise them, we might be able to ride through to the wagons. Hold your fire, men. Stay low in the saddle, and we'll ride straight through. All right! Charge!
Captain, we're mighty glad to see you. I'm Ben Gale, leader of the train.
I don't know how much good we can do you, sir, but looks like we surprised him for the moment. We pulled off to talk it over. Get your people back of the wagons. They'll be coming in again.
All right. Boys, now get back to your places.
The horses are all secure, Captain.
Wait a minute, Gorse. Blant.
Oh? Hello, Captain.
I guess you were hoping not to see us.
Yeah, I guess I was. We are.
You're under arrest. Disarm him, Gorse.
Now, wait, Captain. I want a gun. We're going to need everyone here.
You didn't want to fight with us, Mr. Blant. Now you're not going to. You'll stay back with the women and children.
But, Captain, listen.
Here they come again.
All right, hold your fire. Let him get close.
Three charges. How many more can we stand off, Captain?
They won't come in again tonight. Getting too dark. Looks like they're making camp, tending their wounded. We can expect them again at dawn, though. They're not leaving.
Not much we can do, is there?
Not much. Can't expect B Company till sometime tomorrow. We can hold out till then. Keep a good watch, Gorse.
Yes, sir.
How's Corporal James?
He'll be all right. He's asleep now.
Oh. It's you, Blant.
Bandaged his arm. Thought I might as well be useful.
Very good.
This one's all right, but Chambers over there is dead.
I see.
Captain, I want a gun.
You do, Blant?
You're outnumbered 3-1. You got 4 men wounded, 1 dead. I want to take his place.
You didn't want to fight with the cavalry.
I was never afraid of a fight. I just had other plans. I admit it wasn't right, but What does it matter now? We may none of us get back.
Matters to me. Matters to my men. The men you rode with.
Captain, I'd made up my mind, planned it all for so long, I had to go through with it.
Stubbornness is a poor excuse, Mr. Blant.
Won't you even let me try to make up for it?
Blant, you're going to stand trial for desertion.
I don't mean that. I mean to the men.
We'll see, Blant. In the morning.
Captain?
What?
Why wait till morning? I got an idea how we can get out of this. It's going to be dark tonight. If somebody could sneak out to those Indian horses, cut the picket rope, stampede them,
Think anybody could get within 100 yards of those horses and live?
But if they could, then if we were ready to move fast, they couldn't follow us. We could make it back to Bridger's Crossing by morning, maybe.
And what man am I supposed to send out there, Mr. Blant?
Me.
No. It's a crazy idea. So crazy, I think you were betting I wouldn't accept it.
I guess I got that coming. But you have to admit, even if it was true, I was betting my life.
We'll risk it right here, Mr. Blant. You go on tending the wounded. About the gun? Well, we'll see you in the morning. Gale, why don't you turn in? We'll keep the watch.
I'm leader of this wagon train, Captain. I'll stay.
All right.
It's kind of mesmerizing, though. Staring at them little fires, winking in the dark. Captain, think we got a chance?
Well, if our ammunition holds out, the relief should be here before too many hours.
I hope so. I sure do hope so.
Captain?
Yes, Sergeant?
Have you seen Blant, sir?
No.
He's gone. Escaped again, I guess.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Sergeant.
What do you mean, sir?
Mr. Gale, if I give the word, how quick can you hitch all your mules to 2 wagons, put the women and children in one, wounded in the other?
What do you mean, Captain?
I mean we may be getting out of here. But
Captain, something's going on over there.
I know, Sergeant. Get those mules hitched, Mr. Gale.
All right, Captain.
Captain, I don't understand.
You will in a minute, Gorst. Here he comes. Now hold your fire.
Hold your fire!
Captain, it's Blant.
Yeah, it's Blant.
It worked, Captain. It worked, stampeding them right through the camp. There's quite a ruckus over there.
I can hear it, Mr. Blant. We're getting ready to move. You're not very good at obeying orders, are you?
What about that gun now, sir, and a horse? We might have to fight yet.
You're still under arrest, and it's dark night. If you had a horse and a gun, we might not ever see you again.
That's right, sir. You might not.
Sergeant Gorse?
Sir?
You'll furnish Mr. Blant with a horse and carbine. He'll ride the rear guard.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Captain.
Too bad about you, Blant. You might have made a fair soldier if you weren't so stubborn. All right, let's get moving.
Getting light, sir. You can see pretty good now.
What do you see, Sergeant?
Well, no engines anyway, and that's the main thing.
Look up ahead, Sergeant. Way out, past the crossing.
Well, that's a column, Captain. That's Company B. That's
right, Sergeant. I think we can pull up now. Patrol! Halt!
For, Captain.
There's our relief up ahead, Mr. Gale. They'll be here in a few minutes. We're safe now. Patrol, dismount and pin graze. Wood and water detail, Sergeant Gorse. Everybody will be hungry. As soon as... Oh. Hello, Blant.
Morning, Captain.
You lost your chance, Mr. Bland.
Well, sir, a man can be stubborn just so long.
True.
If it's any satisfaction to you, I'm sorry now about the whole thing.
You mean you find you like the cavalry?
Yes, sir, I do.
Sergeant Gorse?
Yes, sir.
You still have that uniform we picked up at Old Greasy's?
Back with the pack mules.
You better get into it, Blant, before B Company arrives.
But
you have some objection, Private?
No, sir.
I don't think anybody in this patrol will object, will they, Sergeant Gorse?
I sure don't think so.
Captain? Thank you, sir.
I'm going to cite you in my report.
I understand, sir.
For heroism in action against the enemy.
Well, Captain...
But don't think you're going to get off scot-free, Private. There's always canteen inventory, and you got a bad habit of losing government property. We recovered your horse and saddle and uniform, but the rest of it, it's going to cost you a couple of months' pay.
Yes, sir. I don't mind, sir.
All right, move out, Private.
Yes, sir.
Well, what are you grinning at, Gorse?
Why, nothing, sir.
I don't think the major would approve, Sergeant, but you and I know how hard it is to find a good soldier.
Yes, sir.
Now, what about those wood and water details, Sergeant? I'm hungry.
Yes, sir, Captain Quince.
Fort Laramie is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and stars Raymond Burr as Lee Quince, Captain of Cavalry, with Vic Perrin as Sergeant Gorse. The script was specially written for Fort Laramie by John Dunkel, with sound patterns by Bill James and Ray Kemper. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Featured in the cast were Jack Moyles and Harry Bartell, with Paul Duboff, Howard Culver, James Nusser, and Joseph Cranston.
Company, attention! Dismiss!
Next week, another transcribed story of the Northwest frontier and the troopers who fought under Lee Quince, Captain of Cavalry. Most accidents aren't really accidental at all. Only you can cause an accident. That's right, it's up to you to read and heed the safety signs, to keep your eyes on the road, to watch out for those curves ahead and the cars driving along near you. Most drivers know how to operate a car. They know the traffic rules. They know that speeding, taking chances, failing to keep to the right of the line are dangerous hazards. Accidents happen because drivers do these things despite what they know. So while you're driving, remember that you and only you are responsible for your life and the lives of those driving with you. Drive carefully.
Fort Laramie, on Tuned to Yesterday from June 17, 1956 on CBS. Raymond Burr, the star of that show, would also pick up the role of television's Perry Mason while working on the series. In fact, it was in the radio studio where he shared the news with the cast after receiving word, a role which he would play on television until his death in 1993. You're listening to an hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Now time for Wild Bill Hickok with Guy Madison and Andy Devine. The syndicated episode from January 19th, 1953, called Windmill on the River.
Because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. You'll hear the exciting story, Windmill on the River. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingle ranged far and wide over the Old West doing the work of the law. Once the famous United States Marshal and his big deputy were sent to the Rio Grande, where it marks the border of Mexico, little suspecting that they would find something sinister in the windmill on the river.
Don't seem to me like we're in much of a hurry, Bill.
We're not. I don't want to get to the river before dark.
Well, it's going to be dark in just a few minutes. I can't see the hills over in Mexico anymore.
No moon tonight, lots of clouds. Good night for smugglers.
Oh, doggone it, you almost sound happy about it.
I am. I'd like to get this gang rounded up and head back for home.
So would I, but prowling around the Rio Grande on a night that'll be as dark as a stack of black cats and with a bunch of hard-case smugglers just itching to shoot my ears off, ain't nothing to be happy about.
Cheer up, Jingles. At least we know where they cross the river, and we know that tonight's a night. We ought to catch them with the goods this time.
Well, it seems kind of funny they'd walk right into our hands.
Well, I don't know. We're going to be waiting for them down by the old windmill.
Yeah, that's another thing that's funny. With hundreds of miles of river, why do they always come across at that old windmill?
I don't know, Jingles, but our agents in Mexico say the smugglers always cross at the same place. And they say they're planning to try it again tonight.
All right. I guess you know what you're doing, Bill, but I still don't like it. Come on, take it easy, Joker. It's getting so dark, I can't see where you're walking.
There's a windmill right up ahead of us, Jingles. You can see it there against the sky.
Oh, yeah. Tain't going any. Must not be any wind.
Head over there in those willow trees. We'll put the horses out of sight. Get over there, Buckshot.
Now, get her on, Joker. Go on, go on. You'll have a nice long rest. How did the smugglers get across the river, Bill?
Just ride their horses across. The river's wide here, but it's only a couple of feet deep. Whoa, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker.
Better bring your poncho, Jingles. It's going to be pretty cold sitting still.
Yeah, that's a chilly breeze blowing off that river.
What do you say we pick a spot where we'll be out of sight? Where we can watch the river at the same time.
What's wrong with sitting right under the windmill?
It looks all right to me. There's some low bushes to hide behind.
Yeah, still give me something to lean against while we're sitting and waiting.
Now, I don't want you to be too comfortable, Jingles. I want you to stay awake.
Now, don't you worry about me, Bill. I don't care how long we have to wait for those smugglers. I'll stay just as wide awake as a little old hooty owl. Yes, sirree, Bob.
Wide awake as a hooty owl. He looks more like a grizzly bear snoozing through the winter. I better wake him up. Hey, Jingles. Jingles, wake up.
Where did they go?
They went that way.
Well, I'll get them. I'll blast them. And... Oh, now, Bill, you're on me.
Yeah, but wake up and be quiet. They'll hear you over the river in Mexico.
Yeah. Guess they must have dropped off for just a minute or two.
Yeah, you've been asleep for 3 hours. It's almost midnight.
Well, I'll be doggone.
I'll let you sleep, partner, but I saw a match flare across the rivers a few minutes ago. Looks like we might get some action.
I'm ready, but I'm kind of cold. That wind's still blowing, isn't it?
It's been blowing pretty hard sometime. Hey, wait a minute.
What's up, Bill?
Quiet.
What is it?
I thought I heard voices over there. Now listen.
Somebody's over there talking and laughing.
Quiet.
There's a match.
Yeah, and another one. Signal, maybe. Be quiet.
Jumping, Captain. What's that?
Shh. Maybe the windmill starting up.
The light that scared me out of a year's growth.
How's it happening, Pedro? Head back up the trail.
Hey, not our night,
Bill, They ain't coming across.
Yeah, something scared them away, Jingles. Let's see if we can get a look at them.
You won't see anything. It's blacker than a prairie dog's hole.
You're right about that. Well, looks like we missed him this time. Well,
now we'll have to start all over again.
Down, Jingles.
No. There he is.
Let him have it.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill and Jingles not only missed the smugglers when, for some reason, the outlaws refused to cross the Rio Grande River, but suddenly, from the American side of the river, shots rang out in the darkness.
Hold it, Jingles, hold it. No sense in just shooting wild.
But, Bill, I can't see a darn thing in the dark.
Then hold your fire. If he takes another shot at us, shoot back at the fly.
Well, I'm not sure I want to wait for him to shoot at me again. Came too close the first time.
Hey, there goes a horse.
He's getting away.
No use, Jingles. Too dark.
Yeah, he's gone. Doggone it. Nothing's going right tonight.
Come on, let's get our horses.
Oh, but Bill, what about the smugglers?
They were scared back into Mexico. We can't touch them over there.
Oh, yeah.
This night crawler that was shooting at us, though, is on our side of the river.
That's right. Let's run him down. Hello, Joker. You've been waiting a long time?
Steady, Buckshot. Steady, why?
Now, take it easy, Joker. Let me get a seat in the saddle before you jump.
All set, Jingles?
Yep.
Hop, Buckshot. Let's go, boy.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ha, 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 ha! We're taking it pretty easy, Bill, trying to catch somebody.
Whoever we're chasing isn't far ahead, Jingles. I can hear his horse every time we stop.
Well, let's prod up our horses and get him.
Well, I've been sort of waiting for daylight. I want to see who it is and where he's going.
Well, it's daylight now. You know where he's going. He's been following right along the river.
Yeah, and that makes me think he might try to cross over pretty soon. Probably knows where there's another shallow place.
Well, let's get him before he does.
All right, Jingles, have it your way. Up, Buckshot.
That's better. Go, Joker. Get over that hill. I want to see who we're chasing. Now we'll have a look.
Ooh, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker, easy. There he goes, Bill.
Yeah, you're half right, Jingles.
How can I be half right? There he is.
There she is.
Huh?
We've been chasing a girl, Jingles.
Well, I'll be doggone. I can see her long black hair.
And a big red hair ribbon.
She's heading right for the river now.
That's right. She'll be across and into that little Mexican town before we can catch her.
Doggone it, and our badges ain't no good in Mexico.
What do you say we go over anyhow and visit with her neighbors?
Oh, now,
huh?
Nothing doing. I know those border towns. We'd probably get our throats cut.
Oh, come on, Jingle. El Toro's a nice little town, and you can get some breakfast over there.
No, sir, I'm not going to breakfast. Well, come to think of it, it has been a long time since I tasted any food. Let's go. Gambling halls sure open up early around here, Bill.
They never close, Jingle. That's why we came here. It's the only place in town where we can get breakfast at this hour.
Yeah, even the music is different over here.
Sure, but it's pretty music. Hey, here comes our waitress.
Buenos dias, amigos. You would like something to eat, no?
Well, I'd like something to eat, yes. Ham and eggs and biscuits and coffee and, oh, just lots of everything.
I'll have the same, ma'am, only not so much of it.
Sí, señores americanos. Un momento, por favor.
She won't be back in any uno momento. I like my ham well done. Sure is pretty, ain't she, Bill?
Sure is. Black hair, red ribbon, and that dress is dusty from riding all night.
What do you mean? How do you know she's been riding?
Those cactus thorns that are still caught in her dress only grow on the north side of the river.
Oh, I get it. She's the girl we were following last night.
She must be. Looks the same, and she's been over the border not long ago.
Well, now, let's get out of here, Bill. If she's here, then the rest of them smuggling, and that whole gang will be here, too, and they might think we're snooping around trying to find out something.
We are, Jingle. Now, you just sit still.
We are? But, Bill, I just come over here to get breakfast.
You'll get your breakfast, and maybe we'll get some information, too.
Maybe we'll get ourselves killed, and if we do, we won't even be able to arrest the varmints that kill us because our badges ain't any good on this side of the border.
You're exactly right, partner.
Oh, I wish I'd have stayed in the good old USA.
Pedro, está muy malo.
Eh, ¿por qué?
All right, speak English, you two.
Oh, Conchita said that we're in big trouble, Ace.
Why?
The two señoras in the dining room. They're the famous Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy, Jingles.
Gee, Wild Bill Hickok?
Sí, and Jingles.
So what? They're out of their territory. Ain't a thing they can do to us on this side of the border.
They can find out how shipments of jewelry and watches are crossing into their country.
Yes, sí, and they can find out who is doing this smuggling.
They won't find out if nobody tells them. Nobody better tell.
Oh, no, no, Ace. But I am almost sure they are the ones that were waiting at the old windmill last night. They must know something.
Si, si. Maybe they have followed you here, Conchita.
Wait a minute. If they're the ones who are trying to stop our little business, all we have to do is to get them out of the way, and we'll be safe for a long time.
If they are the ones who shot at me last night, I would like to kill them myself.
Now, hold on to that tamale temper of yours. We'll do this my way.
How is that?
Go ahead and feed them some breakfast, Conchita. Then we'll just keep an eye on these two star packers and make sure they don't get back across the border alive.
Well, what do you think now, Jingles? El Toro isn't a bad little town after all, is it?
Maybe not, but I'd be happier about it if it's on our side of the river.
I don't think there's too much to worry about in broad daylight.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'm going to go right on worrying. Well, here's the horses, Bill. Can't we mount up and ride back to our own country?
I guess so. I was kind of hoping to get in touch with some of our undercover agents who have been sending us the information about these smugglers.
Well, if they're undercover, they ain't going to be talking to you and me. We stand out like a long-horn bull in a herd of jackrabbits.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, we better get back across the river. Steady, Buckshot. Steady, boy.
Oh, hold still, Joker.
Señores, un momento. Pesetas por el viejo.
Hold it, Jingle.
Who's this, Bill?
Looks like a beggar. There you are, a whole dollar, America.
Gracias, gracias, señor.
Oh, that sure made him happy, didn't it?
Bill, get back across the river as fast as you can and watch out. They plan to kill you.
Billy talks American.
That's right. Where's this killing going to take place?
I do not know.
All right, we'll keep our eyes peeled for trouble.
Go now. I cannot be seen talking to you.
What about the smuggling?
Again tonight at the windmill. Muchas gracias, señor. Muchas, muchas gracias.
Come on, Jingles, let's ride. Up, Buckshot!
Get around, Joker. Doggone it, Bill. Now look what we've got ourselves into.
Let's try and get out. Head for the river and look out for trouble from any direction, any time.
Well, here's the river, Bill, and we're still alive.
Yeah, easy, Buckshot.
Slow, Joker.
Wade right in there, boy.
Get your feet wet, Joker. Well, I was never so glad to see muddy water in my life. I'll sure be happy when we get to the other side. Bill, they're shooting at us.
They're in those trees behind us.
There's a whole flock of them. We're not going to make it, Bill. They got us trapped like sitting ducks.
Into the river, Jingles, and try to stay underwater.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Caught in an ambush as they tried to cross the border, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles dive into the muddy waters of the Rio Grande River, and a hail of bullets comes from the trees along the shore.
Bill, I can't stay under anymore.
Dive under again and swim for those weeds. Stay out of sight.
All right.
Jingles, you all right?
Yeah, I'm back here in these tall weeds.
Good. They stopped shooting, but stay down.
Maybe they think they've got us.
Oh, I sure hope so.
What do we do now?
Wait till we're sure they're gone, then get our horses and throw out our gun.
How about the horses?
They got across all right.
That's good.
It sure is. We've got a long ride to get to that old windmill and We've got to get there first. There's the windmill, Jingles. We're going to have time to look around before dark.
Well, I'm not going to do much looking around. I'm getting to the place where I need some sleep. Oh, Joker.
Oh, easy, Buckshot. Easy, boy.
Oh, I'm stiff and sore and tired. I can hardly move, and I can't remember when I had any sleep last.
Now, I can remember. You slept for 3 hours last night, leaning against that squeaky old windmill.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember it squeaking so much then.
Neither do I. As a matter of fact, I don't think it was even running.
It was so. Now, remember how it scared me just as those smugglers were getting ready to cross the river?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute, partner.
Now what's the matter?
The wind isn't blowing.
Yeah, so the wind ain't blowing. What am I supposed to do about it? Start huffing and puffing and make a big breeze?
But the windmill's running. And last night, with plenty of wind, it didn't start running till those coyotes were ready to cross the river.
Now, that's the silliest thing I ever heard of. How can a windmill run with no wind? And why shouldn't it run when the wind is blowing?
I don't know, but let's find out. Look at that, Jingles.
Look at what? I've seen windmills before.
Not like this one. Now watch.
Well, what do you know? It stopped.
That's right. You can start it or stop it any time, whether there's a wind or not.
Well, how does it work?
You see that shaft?
Uh-huh.
Well, it runs out there in those tall weeds in the river. There's probably a water wheel out there that turns a windmill.
But why build a windmill if you got a water wheel in the river to turn it?
It's a signal, Jingles. That's why it squeaks so much.
Well, I'll be doggone. Those smugglers could hear it clear across the river.
That's right. That girl either heard us or saw our horses last night, and she started the windmill to warn the smugglers not to cross.
Well, we can sure fix that scheme up if they try it again tonight.
We sure can. You get some bacon grease out of your saddlebag.
Bacon grease? You going to fry something?
Not right now.
Oh.
We're going to take all the squeak out of that windmill, then we'll get out of sight and wait for midnight and our friends from over the river.
Is the girl still down by the windmill, Bill?
Yeah, be quiet.
Well, why don't we grab her now and tie her up before they get here?
Because she might have some other signal to give that the coast is clear.
She doesn't know we're here tonight. I hid the horses way back in the trees.
Good. Hold it, Jingles.
What's up?
I saw the first match across the river.
Yeah, there's another one.
Now let's see what she does.
There. Look, look. She lit a match, too?
I thought so. If she's not afraid of being seen, she gives the signal. But if somebody's around, she starts a windmill. All right, let's go and be quiet.
Quiet. Wait a minute. Now what?
She's coming this way. Stand still.
Now.
Tie her up and put a gag in her mouth, Jingles.
Ooh, what a wild cat.
Hurry it up, Jingles. They started across the river already.
That'll hold her. Wow, she's mad.
All right, let's get down to the river.
They don't suspect a thing. Listen to them splash and talking.
Yeah, I guess we got them all right this morning.
Yeah. You know, this is the biggest trip we have made yet. We got a fortune in these saddlebags. Huh?
Yeah, we'll grab our dough and scoot back to El Toro.
All right, reach.
Hey.
Who is that?
Get those hands up and keep them up. Light that torch, Jingles.
Coming up. Bill said to reach, not to start shooting. Here's a light, Bill.
Thanks, Jingles. Now climb down off of those horses, gents, and let Jingles tie your hands behind you. Your smuggling days are all over.
Ace, we didn't get them.
Nah, we missed them when we had the chance.
You're darn right you missed us.
Now, what about Conchita, huh?
We've got that little wildcat, too, and you're all going to prison for a long time.
Yeah, and you know they've got the funniest thing up at that prison.
Yeah? What is it?
Well, it's a windmill that runs when the wind blows and stops running when the wind quits. Now, ain't that funny?
We will continue in just 1 minute. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Lillian Bieff, Harry Bartell, and Tony Barrett. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking and reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Wild Bill Hickok, on Tuned to Yesterday, a syndicated broadcast from January 19, 1953. And so closes this hour of Radio Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVonier. Thanks for tuning in.